Here I am going to tell you some of the ideas behind all the penitentiaries that have been built in Sweden from the 19th century on. These modern buildings indicated the end of the era of public humiliating corporal punishment. Modern penitentiaries were not only the locations where criminals served their punishment, but also a place for the conversion of convicts into decent people. In order to achieve this, they couldn't allow for the prisoners to have a bad influence on each other. That's why the prisoners had to work, eat, and sleep completely alone in their own cells, and had only religious, edifying literature to read. They received their food through a slot in the cell door, and the chamber pot was placed behind the little shutter to the right of the door. Have you noticed the face masks under the window? The prisoners were allowed to go out for a walk in the prison yard every day for half an hour. They were, of course, not allowed to walk together or talk to one another. These masks were thus used to keep the identity of the prisoners a secret, but also to break down their criminal identities. This was a part of the process of building up new, decent personalities. This system was very well planned, but no one actually thought that several years in isolation would do more harm than good. Many of the prisoners felt miserable when they were released and never mingled in society, as they had been expected to.